Good evening, Bangor High School. Welcome to Pennsylvania State Championships. My name is Chris Healy. I am from Edgewood, Maryland. And it will be my pleasure to give you feedback in the visual performance caption. I want to wish you the best of luck. Have a great run. Here we go. Excellent initiation of first step there. Okay. Some minor form control issues, just in terms of intervals and some of the yard line sets that were achieved perhaps a little bit early, but otherwise well done. Color guard. You finish that angle. You know, make sure you're all getting to the same angle before you know, the reverse direction of the silk. Just one of those initiation of movements, you know, one of those moments where you just have to be consistent throughout your ensemble for that. Okay, so aggressive tempo, larger step size, backing up, some control issues within the lower body in terms of the timing of the feet, also caused some form distortion in terms of the intervals in the front here, and we push back to the straight lines that the solo with the performers, that are in the front, and some of you didn't quite make that set there based on the demand of the set, so continue to refine that so you can achieve to the fullest and have consistent timing through your feet and consistent intervals throughout the sets. As you're driving through these tempos here, some of the longer sets, some smaller step sizes, just have to continue to refine your step size and start to really understand, your halfway points, and so that you're not getting to the set early. Good consistency through the color guard. Couple of free hands off, though. You switch from the right-hand spin to the left-hand spin. I saw some of the hands go to the hips. Some of the hands went to the side. So just make sure that that's locked in and that's consistent throughout. The manipulation of the equipment was very well handled, though. Control of tempo, well done through this slower segment. Can be difficult to do when we get to these slow tempos, especially backing up. The body control was there, the training is evident, so well done. Now look through the timing in the battery. Just make sure you're subdividing in the snares. Good recovery, though. Very well done. Yeah, good control. Slow tempo, backing up there, good. Watch the direction change, though, in the woodwinds. A little choppy, you know, a little bit of a fumble in the body there. Again, with the, free hands and the body angles that you're turning to there, color guard, all right? Those are some inconsistencies still there. You know, and especially in the body angle, because then that affects the plane that you're cutting. If you're cutting the correct plane, you know, if you were standing still, when you have the wrong body angle, then it looks like the wrong plane being cut. So just make sure that that's consistent as well, so that doesn't affect your achievements of what you've been given. And as we start to compress this a little bit, watch your spaces there. Just got a little crunched in a little too soon in the clarinets, but otherwise well done. You're really close on that, you know, and that's being picky, just to say really close and not very well done in terms of the line getting to the 50. You know, when you have the headgear on, yeah, it really, you know, needs to line up perfectly. That was better. Good. Yeah, again, you know, I see a lot of the training there in terms of the body control, maintaining control of the upper body as moving through the lower body. You just need a little more refinement, you know, in these longer sets, so that you're not getting to the sets early. And now, okay, we're getting a little bit of a lower body breakdown in terms of the timing there, but that may have been perhaps due to a, pulse breakdown overall. So, now drive the feet together. You know. Yeah, understand, you know, as you rotate that block form there in the breast, that where your responsibility is when you finish that, how it switches from one to another, you know, what is the side becomes the front, where your primary guide point is. So understand that as it rotates, and don't over-rotate or under-rotate. Know your responsibility individually as well, in terms of, okay, I cross the 40-yard line on count 6, and I get to my set on count 16. So just some of those little individual responsibilities will help as well. All right. All right, Bangor area. Really appreciate your performance tonight. And, okay. Yeah. The biggest takeaway that I can see is that there's a lot of training that has gone into how you move, and you've done very well with that, so congratulations on that. So just look at some of the inconsistencies, you know, as far as your technique is, you know, as far as your technique is concerned, you're very well trained. There are a lot of those moments there, especially, you know, in the longer sets where you tend to have some of the form breakdowns, the interval breakdowns, and the overall discrepancies in the form, which creates clarity issues in between sets. So continue to refine that, and looking at your halfway points, looking at, you know, every four counts, understanding when you cross yard lines and the like, that will really help you to eliminate any of those clarity issues as well. In the color guard, just look at some of the inconsistent hands that you have, you know, and some of the planes that you cut, and the body facings as well. But I really appreciate your performance this evening. I hope my comments have been helpful, and I wish you the best of luck going forward.